Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Dafa practitioners' families wish Master Li Hongzhi happy birthday. Canada and Taiwan celebrating World Falun Dafa Day. Canadian Museum for Human Rights, Falun Gong featured for the first time. Shen Yun concludes Asia tour with performances in Tainan, Taiwan. University of Pennsylvania, Falun Dafa club members hold informational exhibition. And Netherlands, promoting Falun Dafa on Queen's Day. Now for the stories.
Falun Dafa practitioners' families wish Master Li Hongzhi a happy birthday. Falun Dafa was introduced to the public 27 years ago and has since been embraced around the world. Many people, especially the family members of Falun Dafa practitioners, have benefited from the practice, even though they themselves do not cultivate. They are supportive despite the persecution and have been blessed. In honor of World Falun Dafa Day and the birthday of Master Li Hongzhi, May 13th, many practitioners' family members sent greetings to Master Li, wishing him a happy birthday. One from Shanghai said, "We all know that Falun Dafa is great and that the practitioners are good people. We are supportive. Ever since the persecution started, when people slander Falun Dafa because they've been deceived by the Communist Party lies, we always speak up. We also help practitioners tell people the facts about the persecution. We feel lucky to know the truth, and we have been protected by Master Li." A practitioner from Fushan City, Liaoning Province, said, "My husband has always supported my Falun Dafa cultivation since I started in March 1999. Although he does not cultivate, he often helps me hand out Falun Dafa flyers and sometimes listens to Master's lectures. He had a heart attack on December 13, 2018. He looked pale. I told him to repeat, 'Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good.' We called an ambulance. On the way to the hospital, the doctor said that he had an acute myocardial infarction and it was serious. I kept reminding him to say those words, and he did, before the surgery. Although the doctor said the surgery was too late, it had been 4 hours since he'd had the heart pain. I believe that Master would save him. The surgery was successful, and the doctor said it was a miracle. I knew that Master had saved him." The grandson of a practitioner in Tonghua, Jilin Province, wrote, "When I was very young, my grandmother taught me the words, 'Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good.' I believe that those words healed my congenital heart disease. Although I don't cultivate, I follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. My 4-year-old sister knows to repeat those words too."
Canada and Taiwan celebrating World Falun Dafa Day. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, was first made public in Changchun, Jilin Province, China, on May 13, 1992, by its founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi. The practice has since spread to over 100 countries. May 13th was declared as World Falun Dafa Day in the year 2000. On the occasion of the 20th Falun Dafa Day and also the 68th birthday of Mr. Li, Falun Dafa practitioners around the world have held celebratory events. In Toronto, practitioners held events in front of City Hall on May 5th. They took a group photo and practiced the meditative Falun Gong exercises. Near City Hall is the first group practice site in Toronto that was set up in 1999 and has been utilized every weekend for the past 20 years. A practitioner named Jing is the coordinator of the site. She said, "This site is for practitioners from other places or China to locate us. It is also a place where Chinese tourists can learn about Falun Gong and the Chinese Communist Party's persecution." She recalled when she started to practice Falun Gong. "In 1996, I accompanied my husband to attend a 9-day Falun Gong teaching session under the recommendation of his doctor. I attended other teaching sessions every month thereafter. Falun Gong practitioners in Taiwan held celebratory events in 5 locations on May 4th and 5th. They practiced the exercises as a group, held a waist drum performance, and collected signatures protesting the CCP's persecution. A practitioner who acted as an MC for the waist drum performance and exercise demonstration also raised awareness of the CCP's persecution. Many people at the playground listened and signed a petition opposing the persecution and condemning the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. Hsinchu Falun Gong practitioners held group practice and collected signatures at the Haoran Library at National Chiaotung University. Many students around the library saw the exercise demonstration and took photos with their mobile phones.
Canadian Museum for Human Rights, Falun Gong featured for the first time. What happens when fundamental human rights are denied? This is the question that students at 4 Manitoba schools ask themselves at the Canadian Human Rights Museum in Winnipeg on February 28th. The National Museum, which opens in 2014, is the first one of its kind dedicated to human rights in Canada. Its mission is to promote respect and understanding for human rights and thus lead to positive change in the world. The students in grades 7 through 11 spent a day of thoughtful reflection and activities, learning about violations of rights around the world and their impact on Canada. Anastasia Lin, Miss World Canada 2015, was on hand to share her own story of exposing abuses in China, and the young students were touched by her brave journey of confronting the Chinese regime. The event's organizer said, "What I found is that a lot of the younger students don't get many opportunities to talk about human rights, and that's a target group that we're missing," and said that children are very open to learning about these important issues. The students started the morning with a lecture to help them understand the concept of human rights violations. Museum staff then helped guide them to explore stations in the museum galleries that feature different aspects of genocide, including origins and propaganda. The students filled out worksheets and then returned to the museum classroom to reflect on their experiences, as well as learn about the Declaration of Human Rights. In the afternoon, they had the opportunity to meet Anastasia Lin and listen to her story of speaking out against human rights atrocities in China, especially the persecution of the Falun Gong meditation discipline. She told the students how her own father in China was threatened by the local authorities because she defended human rights. She also recounted how the Chinese regime banned her from entering Sanya, China, where the Miss World 2015 competition was being held. Students watched and listened eagerly to Lin's story of staying true to her convictions. Her presentation was followed by a demonstration of the Falun Gong exercises, which she also practices, and students joined in to learn the movements.
Shenyun concludes Asia tour with performances in Tainan, Taiwan. The Shenyun World Company presented the last performance of its 6-city Taiwan tour in Tainan on April 30, 2019, concluding the company's Asia tour for the season. Shenyun presented 28 shows to nearly 40,000 theatergoers in Taiwan during April. Taiwan's former premier, William Lai, saw Shenyun perform at the Tainan Cultural Center Performing Hall on April 28th. He said, "I personally admire it very much. It's definitely worthwhile to see the show. The spiritual level of its show every year is very high. Every piece of the superb program contains the spirit of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance." The reason why Shenyun is so popular is that in addition to Shenyun's artist top-notch quality that contributes to the perfect performance, what's more important, in fact, is that every artist practices Falun Gong. That's why Shenyun's artistic level and spiritual level are so high. Tsai Shiying, a member of Taiwan's Legislative Yuan, saw Shenyun in Keeling, Taiwan on April 17th. He said, "The stories were deep and meaningful. Shenyun is spreading the development of Chinese history and the profundity of Chinese literary stories. The entire performance of Shenyun is actually displaying the treasures of the whole Chinese culture. Besides telling the story, it also urges us to cherish Chinese culture. Many things in China have already been banned or disappeared. Shenyun preserved the entirety of it and displayed it through dance dramas. I think seeing this performance is way more moving than going to China itself to look at scenery," he said. Shenyun continues its world tour with performances in Paris, France, Des Moines, Iowa, and Madison, Wisconsin.
University of Pennsylvania. Falun Dafa Club members hold informational exhibition. Members of the Falun Dafa Club at the University of Pennsylvania held an exhibition in front of the Van Pelt Library on April 29th and 30th. They introduced the ancient spiritual practice to students and faculty and informed them of the persecution and the crimes of organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners. Several students and faculty stopped and asked questions. One law school student talked to a practitioner at length and asked several questions. He said he would pay attention to these matters in his future job. He also wrote down information about the documentary Letter from Masangia so he could watch it. Letter from Masangia recounts how an American woman found the letter hidden inside a Halloween decoration in 2012. The letter was written by a Falun Dafa practitioner who was jailed in a forced labor camp and described the torture practitioners are subjected to in China. International student Mohammed, who is a medical student from Egypt, said that many Egyptians know that transplant organs come from China. He said he knew that the Chinese regime was harvesting organs from Falun Gong practitioners. Doctoral student Steve said he had some questions about organ harvesting in China. After reading the display boards, the numbers and graphs convinced him that the crime of forced organ harvesting exists. Steve thanked the practitioners for organizing the exhibition and said, "This persecution of Falun Gong is absolutely wrong, but I'm not surprised because China is an authoritarian regime and it will use its power to suppress any differing opinions." He said the event would allow more people to become aware of the persecution. Located in Philadelphia, the University of Pennsylvania is one of the 8 Ivy League universities. It was founded by Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States.
Netherlands, promoting Falun Dafa on Queen's Day. April 27th was the annual Dutch Queen's Day, a traditional celebration in Amsterdam for locals and visitors. Dutch Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the celebration at Dam Plaza by passing out flyers and raising awareness about Falun Dafa and the persecution in China. The Falun Dafa Association of Amsterdam has year-round permission to promote Falun Dafa at Dam Plaza downtown. On Queen's Day, practitioners set up a table, display boards, and banners, and decorated them with orange garlands. They passed out flyers introducing Falun Dafa and exposing the facts of the brutal persecution in China and the crime of forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners and other dissidents. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises and distributed flyers. Many people signed the petition calling for a stop to forced organ harvesting. 2 young men from the United States asked a practitioner why the Chinese regime persecuted Falun Gong. The practitioner explained that Falun Gong's principles are truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It teaches practitioners to be good and honest. And from 1992 to 1999, the practice grew to nearly 100 million practitioners in China. The Chinese Communist Party had 60 million members. The party is built on lies and violence to maintain its control, so it couldn't allow more people to believe in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance than in communism. Out of jealousy, then-party leader Jiang Zemin launched a nationwide crackdown on Falun Gong in July 1999. A practitioner told the two young Americans, "I was one of the more than 2,000 practitioners imprisoned in the women's prison of Liaoning Province in May 2005. One day, all the inmates were lined up for a blood test," she said. "We had to line up and enter the prison administration building. In the lobby was a long row of tables with more than 30 medical personnel sitting behind the tables. We were forced to give a blood sample. Two Falun Gong practitioners tried to resist, but the guards made sure they complied." She recalled, "I didn't understand why such large-scale blood testing was being done in a prison at that time. Only after I was released did I hear about the harvesting of organs from Falun Gong practitioners. I then realized that our blood was being tested to build a database for a tissue match." The two young men were shocked. They gave the practitioner a big hug and signed the petition. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.